We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah. Ha'oimer l'chaveiroi, if someone says to his friend, Chatzi Sada Ani Meichelach, I'm selling you a half my field, I'm selling you. The loch is, Meshamnim B'nehem, V'noit L'chatzi Sadehu. And we'll see in the Gemara what it means, Meshamnim B'nehem. Pasha means evaluate, you evaluate in between, you give him half the field. We'll see what that means in the Gemara. Chatzi B'darim, let's say you say, I'm giving you half my field, and it's the south side of the field. I'm selling you half my field, the south side of my field. They figure it out, they give him chatzi v'darim. We'll see what this means. Now the end part of Mishnah we could teach. When you sell half your field, so you also give some of your own space, the moicher gives some of his own space for the fence around the half of that field. And for the charitz and ben charitz, it's like a moat, like a ditch around the fence that stops animals from getting close to the fence. And the reason is because the moicher supplies the guy with a half a field with everything he needs with it, and he needs with it protection. So therefore, I'm giving some of my property for your protection to put a fence there. The response speaks out, if you sell an entire field, then of course you don't give him anything of your own for protection. But it's a case where you're giving him the... This is the case where you're giving him a half a field. Therefore, you give him Malkum and your property for the Gedah Chritz Ben Chritz. For Kama Hi Chritz, how big is the Chritz? How wide is the Chritz? Shisha Tvachim, six Tvachim. Or Ben Chritz, which is the other ditch, is Shloisha, is three Tvachim. We'll see why we need two of them. But basically giving him Malkum for the fence, and for a ditch, and for a small ditch, in order to protect from the Chayas. Again, the Gemara will discuss why you need two of them.
You're telling the south side of the field.
Yeah.
You're telling everything
to the south. Right. So that means that's a place that...
Where is my property?
On the north. On the north.
You have to pull up this charitz and ben
charitz. Right, on my north side. I guess on the other side, if I'm the only thing there, it's fine. But we'll see anyway. It doesn't mean exactly south, but we'll see what it means. But if I don't have makam there, so then... we'll see. The way my mother teaches, it won't be so shver, because you don't actually get in the south. But, yeah. Anyway, you ask it. Zog to Gemara. You know what it means that if I sell you a half a field, you know what it means? The Rashbam explains that since Yad Halakech Al Tachtoina, I ketaina that when I'm selling you Chatz Yisoda, it means I'm selling you the value of, selling you in my field, the value of half the field. Which means a lot of times in one property, there are certain parts that are better, idias, and certain parts are zaburis. So here I figure out, let's say if you take this whole entire field, one third of it is very good, and the other two thirds is not so good. The two thirds of it has the value of half the field, and the other one is the other value of the half a field. So I can give you two thirds of the property of zaburis instead of giving you the idias. So mishamnim b'nei means that you figure out, you evaluate how much it's worth, and then you give him Chatzi Sadeo. No, then you give him half of the field. It means you give him half the value of the field. That's what it means. You give him half the value of the field. And the Meicher rather have a smaller part of Idias than more of Zaburis. So the Lekech, Noitel Kachosh, Lekech takes the worst part. If the Meicher wants, he gives him the worst part of the field as long as it's worth half the value. And what he means to ask is that Loshim Meshamnim sounds like each one takes equally in the good, Loshim Shuman, and the bad. The Charit should be equal. We split it up equally. Well, why should you take all the good stuff? It says Meshamnim B'nehem. It sounds like Meshamnim B'nehem. They split the Shuman. Amalei, so Rav Yechid is back. You know why you don't understand Shab? Because you lived in Bavel too long and you ate too much. You ate too much dates over there. You know, it was like America, Bavel. You know, you were too comfortable there. Couldn't learn as well. Only adachalta kafanais of Bavel. That's why you touch like that. You're eating too much. Targamina is safer. Like Tani is safer. The raya is to me zokar v'yechelam from the safer. It says in the safer. Chetzi of v'darim ni meichelok m'sham v'mneim. Not the chetzi v'darim. V'may m'sham v'mneim. V'chetzi v'darim amalei. It means to ask like this. The Fiyu, you say, Mashamim name means you split up the Shuman. So in the Sefer, which says Chetzi V'Darim, if you take everything so literally, so that means you get half the Darim. If you get half the Darim, how do you know you gain the idias? Maybe half the Darim is all Zaburis. If you take it literally, chatzi v'dorim means half the dorim. So maybe there's no idiot there. Teretz is, Misham Rebbe does not mean that. Misham Rebbe means you evaluate the value. And therefore, you know what chatzi v'dorim means? Zok the Gemara, and the way Rashbam explains? Chatzi v'dorim means like this. We take half the field in dorim, we figure out the value of that. So if it's punk zaburis, so half the half the field of dorim is only worth, let's say the whole field is worth $1 million, that half bedorim is zaburis, only worth $300,000. Then I take that $300,000, I give them anywhere in the field, anywhere, $300,000 worth of the field. Chatzi bedorim just tells you where to evaluate you from. It means ledomi, for the money. That ledme, how much it's worth, how much it's worth. So read it in Tzad again. It says, you're saying Mishan Reim is exact. So the Tony said, V'chetz v'darim nivayichalach, Mishan Reim, Reit l'chetz v'darim. V'amayim Mishan Reim, V'chetz v'darim amalei. For you, the Mishan Reim means that each one takes equal in the Shuman. Why are you doing that? I chetz v'darim amalei. Ella means, L'tmei, Hachinam l'tmei. It means, the value of chetz v'darim, I'll give you anywhere in the property. Like, I read the Loshon Rashbam, it's 5 lines from the bottom. Kloimar, Masha shova chetz sod azu, What I sold you in half this field, I give you anywhere in the field, means the value of that. So bottom line is, in the Mishnah, when it says Misham Reim, doesn't mean I give you equally in Shuman. It means I evaluate the value, and then I give you kefi that. That's what it is. Now, the Rishbam brings a riot to himself from almost exact same Gemara in Bechairis that talks about a behema that had two firstborns at the same time, whatever, not sure, like twins. We're not sure which one's the firstborn. So there, that one of them was a good animal, one was a shvach animal. So there it says, Misham Reim B'neim, the Kohen and the Baal Basta. So the Gemara says, Misham Reim means what? You give the Kohen the worst one, because the Moisei B'chvei Raya. And the Gemara, and here, Rav Chiya asks Rav Yechanan, what do you mean? Misham Reim means they're equal. So he says, no, look at the Sefer there. It says, one of the animals die, then what's Allah? So you see, Misham Reim does not mean that. Misham Reim means, again, that you evaluate it, and then the Kohen takes the worst one. That's what it means. Misham Reim does not mean that they take equally Shuman. It does not mean that, you could have learned the Mishnah, Misham Reim means they equally split the Shuman. It's not true, according to Rabbi Yechanan. Misham Reim just means you evaluate it, and then you split it. You evaluate it, and give them the half the money. Zok the Gemara, I explained the Mishnah. Kabbalah of Mokam Geder. Zok the Gemara, Tonal, the Brisa, Charitz Mibachutz. The Charitz is outside the fence, like more outside the fence than the Ben Charitz. So if you're walking towards the fence, the first thing you encounter is the Charitz. Well, Ben Charitz of him, the Ben Charitz is in front of that. They're both behind the fence. They're both behind the fence, which means both outside the field. When someone has a field, he has a fence, then behind the fence, he has two charitzim, the charitz and the ben charitz. So if you're walking out of the field, you first encounter the ben charitz and then the charitz. So talking about top of the kufchas and aleph, kadesh shleite chaya kefetzas. In order a chaya shouldn't jump over the fence. So here, there's a moat, he gets stuck in the moat, he can't jump over the fence. And how deep is it? So Ritva says, the depth is like the width. The first one is 6 tvachim wide, 6 tvachim deep. And the second one is 3 tvachim wide and 3 tvachim deep. And so Ritva learns, that's how deep it is. It's a Ritva. Great thing, Marakasha, beloved Chirtz, loyal Ben Chirtz, we need two of them. Just make 1 6-tvachim moat, deep 6 tvachim, wide 6 tvachim, finish, you're good to go. So tomorrow, I did Rava, since it's pretty wide, Kaima Begave Vikafs. You don't get a running jump, but you could stand in there, the behemoth could stand there and jump over it. Okay. So loyal Ben Chirtz, just make a small Chirtz, and there you can't stand in it, it's only 3 tvachim wide, and do that, that should be good enough. Don't make a charitz. Tomorrow, no, I ain't the cotton, since it's not so wide, you'll stand behind it and jump. So therefore you have two. You have 9 tvachim worth of hole, of moat, and then you can't jump over that. And you can't stand in the first one, jump over it, because it's not enough space, because since you have a space in between that and the wall, you can't jump over it. How much is between Ben Chiritz to Ben Chiritz? How much space is in between the first ditch and second ditch? Tefach, a tefach. So it comes out that how much space do you give? You give space for the gather, and besides for that, you give 10 tvachim. Because 6 tvachim wide for the big Chiritz, 3 tvachim for the small Chiritz, and 1 tefach in between, which equals 10 tvachim. You're giving him 10 tvachim of his property besides for the gather in order to have this Chiritz to protect his field. Hadra Loch Perek Beis Kor Bali Nether.